T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Monday morning. Now 3 days to opening day for the Phils. That's on Thursday. We know Aaron Nola will have the ball in his hands. We also know Aaron Nola will not have a new contract by then. We also think, per Nola and the Phils, he won't have a new contract by October 1st or October 21st. Contract negotiations broken off over the weekend. Now, Rhys Hoskins, we know he's out. So a lot to get to with the Phils. Bad weekend for the 76ers. Bad weekend. Eagles all season, NCAA tournament and more. All of it here today at 215-592-9494. Rich.
Joe, hello.
Hello, John.
Green bell peppers are just unripe red bell peppers.
Wow.
I thought they were completely different things.
I did too.
And they're nasty. I despise green peppers.
Oh, really?
I love them.
I think they're
pretty. You like them, James?
I love them. Yeah, I like all. I'm good with any of the peppers.
No, red peppers, orange, yellow, absolutely love them. Green.
Well, they're all
so
the same.
Weird, really?
They're all the exact same
thing. But they taste different.
The orange and the yellow are in between the green and the red also. They're just stages of ripeness.
And there it is. It's like the caterpillar and the butterfly, John.
But the redder
it's really
they
not,
get,
by the way.
It's not at all like that, Joe. The redder they get, the higher in beta carotene, vitamin A, and vitamin C they get.
Well, very good.
Yeah.
By the way, don't drink water today, everyone. Well, at least not around here. We'll get into that as we move through the show. All right. Let's get to the Phils. First off, let me say this for today and all week. I want to hear from everyone with your sense of excitement and anticipation and enthusiasm and expectation for the fight and Phils back in 3 days. I mean, we're going to get into the nitty-gritty today and all through the week because, you know, let's be real. I mean, there's some stuff going on. Nola, no contract. Hoskins out. Harper, he's going to be back, we think, sooner than expected. So there's some good, there's some bad, but we don't want to have any, like, misconstruing of the reality. We're all freaking excited they're back soon. And we want to hear from you at 215-592-9494. Now, with that said, John, there is some mojo going the wrong way right now. The recent injury is big. Let's start with Nola. Aaron Nola and the Phils announced over the weekend contract negotiations have been broken off. That was a bummer to hear. And I'll tell you this, I didn't expect it. I did expect no contract by the start of the season. I did not expect, well, like, that's it. We'll talk to you, you know, November 1st. I mean, John, he's going to make an incredible amount of money. And while the Phillies do have deep pockets, the reality is twofold. One, I do worry a bit about the impact on this season and whether there's some bad mojo in the air and how that impacts, you know, a Philly starter you expect to go out there and make 30 to 35 starts. The other aspect is the longer term, that, you know, this is an era, let's call it an era of Phillies baseball with a window to win. And if you ask me, the biggest reason why the Phillies succeeded last year in the postseason, and there were a bunch, but the biggest reason was the tandem at the top of Wheeler and Nola. And you start playing with some fire when you know a guy's basically 7 months to free agency. He's going to get an incredible amount of money. He's obviously pushing it to get all that he can. God bless him. But that doesn't make me as a Phillies fan feel completely comfortable. John, talk to me and everyone at 215-592-9494.
When I initially heard that the talks were breaking off, I thought the hopeful part of me was saying, okay, well, Aaron Nola is a different kind of guy. Maybe this is he really doesn't want a distraction during the season. That's just unrealistic. It is unrealistic to assume he's got the Phillies' best interests only in mind and he doesn't want interruption during the season. The truth here is Aaron Nola is one of the elite pitchers in Major League Baseball.
John, he wants DeGrom money.
And he's going to get paid that way.
Yes, he is.
He's going to get paid. Look, he's similar in age and in ability to Carlos Rodon. We all wanted yep. Carlos Rodon. Carlos Rodon just got 6 years, $162 million. I expect Aaron Nola will be worth more than 6 years, $162 million when this season is over.
He wants $200 million, I would say.
John, he never gets hurt.
Nope, he doesn't.
I mean,
he's always there, and we've griefed about the September swoon at times, but, man, he's been really good. And I think we've probably underappreciated him the way he should have been. Aaron Nola is going to make bank, and he's going to set up his grandkids' grandkids.
Yep.
He knows that. I think we need to value him this season because this is the last season we'll have him here. And I don't worry about the mojo thing.
Okay.
Joe, look, we're going to run out of money eventually, even though there's no cap. You can only spend so much.
Yep.
The mojo thing that you mentioned, Aaron Nola knows that he's playing for everyone this season. Like, what he's putting out there is going to basically name his price tag. Put the numbers on the receipt that he gets back at the end of next season. So I don't worry about him underperforming because of tensions or anything like that. Aaron Nola is on a contract year, and we're letting him go.
Yeah, I'll just say it's always uncomfortable when a great player approaches free agency and is unsigned. Now, obviously, the Eagles just had a bunch of them do it. And in the midst of that, they kept some and they lost others. And, you know, this is an uncapped – look, am I mad at the Phillies for not getting this done? No, I'm more disappointed because the way I look at it is Nola, John, is probably trying to drive such a hard bargain. I mean, his number is probably so high. I feel like I can't get mad at the Phillies, but I am worried. I mean, he's a fantastic pitcher. He's one of the 10 best pitchers in the National League. Along with Wheeler, they give you a great tandem, gives you a great shot. I know the Mets are an example of lose a great pitcher, get a great pitcher. And I'm sure that's part of the Phillies thinking, hey, if we lose Nola, we'll pivot to someone else and take that money and allocate it elsewhere. And sometimes you can pull that off. A lot of times you can't pull that off. I mean, the Mets just did it, but they also got a guy that's like 42 years old who's probably going to break down soon. So, all right, all of that on the table at 215-592-9494, your level of worry about Nola, and again, just your sense of anticipation and excitement for this coming season. John, let's get to the Rhys Hoskins thing. It's interesting. The two longest tenured Phillies players are intersecting at the same time right before the season starts, because obviously late last week we all found out the news and it stinks that Rhys is out. I think it's a bigger problem than most are alluding to. I mean, the reality is this. If I had a James, tell me if this is a fair summary of people's reaction to the Rhys Hoskins injury. Damn, that really is a shame. Man, I feel bad for him. Man, that stinks for the Phillies. What a shame. It's sad. It's not that big a deal.
Nailed it.
Right?
It's exactly what it's been. I've been shocked. I mean,
like,
I'm not.
Everyone's like, 30 home runs. Yeah, it'll be all right. Because here's the deal. You got Turner and you got Schwarber and you got this guy and you got that guy. And by the way, you also got the third wild card. And let's be real. Part of people, and I hate the third wild card. And this is one of the reasons I hate the third wild card, is there's a sense of you can lose a guy like Rhys. And like, yeah, you just make the playoffs anyway. And I wish that wasn't the case in this from this standpoint. I love when there's more tension and there's more – I love when more is on the line. And less is going to be on the line during the regular season because, I'll be honest, Phillies will probably make the playoffs anyway. But I'll tell you this, they're a lesser team. Derek Hall is a lesser player, I believe, significantly. I have great admiration for what he did last year. I mean, he stepped in there, John, and he really did something, man. I thought he actually saved their season when he stepped in the middle of the year. I thought he saved their season. But if Derek Hall had been a free agent on the open market this offseason, he wasn't going to get that much money, man. He's Derek Hall. Rhys Hoskins is Rhys Hoskins. I think there's a big difference. Sosa's a super sub. I like him. I don't love him. I don't like how they lose some versatility, or I shouldn't say they lose using Sosa in other spots. Now you're one more injury away from really having a problem. They will have more injuries. I think the Rhys injury, John, is a bigger deal than the people that say, it's a shame, but not really that big a deal. I think a lot of people are missing the boat on that one.
Look, 30 home runs is nothing to sneeze at. Rhys Hoskins was one of the leaders of this team. There's no question about it.
No doubt.
He was a mouthpiece in that clubhouse, and we all appreciated that. he's essentially like an honorary captain every game because he's the longest tenured Phil and everything along those lines. But, you know, some of that deference was really just for tenure.
Yeah, longevity.
Yeah. And I did not expect them to have him on this team at this point. I expected them to try to move him.
But they hadn't.
They hadn't.
And they hadn't replaced him adequately. See,
they have a contingency plan in place, and we know that right now Derek Hall is going to bat against righties, and it's likely that Alec Bohm will bat against lefties, and Edmundo Sosa will figure in there and fit. And I like those pieces. I like the fact that they'll have an opportunity. Derek Hall last year hit .266 against righties. I didn't have many opportunities against lefties,
right.
So we don't. You know that they know where they will start. They know they have a plan, and I'm comfortable in seeing where this goes. And if this plan doesn't work, don't think Dave Dombrowski is just going to sit on his hands. I mean, he will continue to make moves to put this team in position to win a world championship because that's what our owner told us their goal is. And I believe that. I believe that. And I believe in the vibe and the feel that we got when we were down there in Clearwater. John, look, they have plan B, plan C, plan D ready to go if this one doesn't work.
Well, look, everyone can weigh in, 215-592-9494. I mean, that's the optimistic way to look at it, what John just said. And I'm sure they do have plans in place, but here's the deal. Plan B and C and D are usually predicated on not being as good as Plan A. I mean, it's just what it is. Plan A just went out the window.
I didn't think Plan A was necessarily that far and above Plan B.
See, that's an interesting point. I disagree with you on that. Look, everyone can weigh in, 215-592-9494. The difference between Rhys Hoskins and Hall, as you censored, or Rhys Hoskins and Sosa, all of that. Now, look, we know the deal, guys. We all know the deal. Rhys is really great in some ways. He's really bad in some other ways. So you can weigh in on the impact of Rhys being out. Plus, no NOLA contract. That, what it means for the season, what it means for future years beyond that, your sense of excitement for the Phils. We're going to play some audio today through the show of some of the great moments from last year. Crank it up as we get ready now, 3 days for the start of the season. Opening day in 3 days. Phone calls all show. We'll get into the Eagles. They've made some moves. The 76ers as well. Not a great weekend for them. It's all on the table. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on 94 WIP. Hey, let me tell you about my friends and the wonderful people at Family & Company Jewelers in Marlton, New Jersey. You hear me talking about them all the time. And now is a great time to pay them a visit right there on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey. If you are shopping for the perfect engagement ring, look no further than Family & Company Jewelers. They have the top 5-star rating on Google.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Indeed. I mean, I was there. I was behind home plate, concourse level, watching that with a bunch of random dudes I just met. We're all hugging each other, high-fiving. I mean, it was wild. It was just wild.
Crying?
No, I wasn't crying. I didn't cry at that moment. But I'll say this.
That meant everything to
no,
me. Let's go to the phones. 888. I'm sorry to cry. I'm just very emotional.
No. Sometimes. See, here's...
Hey, do you feel like your emotions are starting to build up for tomorrow?
Yes.
Because tomorrow's a pretty big day there.
I know. Joe. John, I started getting nervous over the weekend. Rhea, I am starting to get nervous.
Have you taken some practice shots?
So I did briefly on Saturday.
Oh, what is briefly?
So he's,
briefly.
He's minimizing it.
Briefly means I
eight
shot...
8 hours of free throws.
Briefly means I shot one set of 50 shots on Saturday.
And?
It was really rainy.
Ah, was it?
The ball was slippery.
Uh-huh.
And it was a double rim basket down the shore.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. So that's what I attribute my 50.
So you think the second rim?
I won't say it. I won't say it. I was just going to say it, and he just cut me off. I won't tell you about my 52%.
52?
Whoa.
Oh, no.
Guys, it was a bad it was a bad basket. It was a bad basket. It was really rainy. I mean, you guys know on Saturday it was raining. So, and then it got in my head. I am starting to get nervous, John. I will admit that with full candor, man. I
mean, so you've been pumping your chest.
That's the only time. It's the only time.
Pumping your chest that 40 is, I mean,
yeah, 40 out of 50.
That's what our bet rests on.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
We don't know what our bet is yet. But
no, we don't.
The bet, I think it should be leg waxing. I think... that would bring everything full circle.
My 52% makes that less likely to happen.
52.
Oh, my God.
So 40 is what you need, and you went out and shot a 26.
26. 26 in, 24 out.
Yikes.
Yeah. But, you know, guys, those public courts, man, double rims and all, that's, you know, it gets a little crazy.
Wait, were you doing public courts in, like, Avalon?
It was public court in, let me think where I was, Ocean City. Ocean City. Yeah, just
not very nice.
All right, let's go to the phones. 215. By the way, it might not have been a double rim. Like it was more than a normal rim, but maybe less than a double. All I know is this. I wasn't getting the benefit of the doubt on the bounces. Like you basically had to swish it to make it. I'm like, what is that? I'm done with that. Did one set of 50 and I'm out of here. Let's go to the phones. 215.
Blaming the apparatus.
I was, John. I will all day. But don't get me wrong. 52% concerned the hell out of me.
I hope so.
Especially with some of the names we're going to have in this thing tomorrow. All right, to the phones we go. 215-592-9494. Kyle in South Jersey. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, everyone.
What's up, Kyle?
So, I got to agree with John on this when it comes to the Reese situation. I think, we're going to miss him, but I'm excited to see what Hall does with basically a full season. I think he's not as bad as you might think he is, or as much of a drop off as from Reese. I think he's younger. I don't think we were going to re-sign Reese after this year. So, I mean, it sucks with the situation that happened.
Yeah.
Because it is Reese, I feel terrible. But at the same time, I kind of feel like it's a little bit of a bright side to see what these younger guys can do.
Sure, it just sort of accelerates the situation. They're thrust into action a little earlier than they would have been.
But Kyle, here's the I mean, you're right. You'll get to find out on these guys. There's no doubt about that. But here's the flip side. The argument when the season ended, and a lot of us thought the Phillies should move on from Reese, was predicated on if they did, they would acquire somebody to replace him. Not just say, here's Sosa, here Hall, the job is yours. See, they missed the window to acquire anybody, and now he's out.
But they did acquire somebody. I mean,
who?
I think we keep – you know, downplaying the acquisition of Trey Turner. Trey Turner is going to hit more home runs in this ballpark than he has in previous stops. He just is.
Well, it does help. It does.
Hall's going to, you know, I think Hall's going to hit whatever the platoon is. I think that lessens the gap for them to withstand.
It does, but it's not that position.
I understand.
You know, it's not, you know, Kyle, that's one of my concerns. It's like, Kyle, appreciate the call. I know we all last year, we're excited with – I'll use the term excited loosely – with Hall and Sosa because they exceeded expectations. But, you know, part of the reason the expectations were so low is because they hadn't really ever done anything before.
But Derek Hall looked in spring training, and I know everyone says, you can't rely on spring training. Derek Hall looks like he's continued to progress.
Well,
that's
I mean,
a great sign.
It is a good sign. I'll agree with that. And sometimes you find a guy and he turns into a dude. I mean, Shane Victorino was nobody until he was right. I mean, Rhea, I remember producing Howard's show, and Howard was mocking the Phillies with Victorino. This is like,
I think we all did. I mean, none of us knew anything about him.
Yeah, it's like, who is this guy? And he's all, you know, fidgety and all. But it turned out he was a great baseball player. And I don't think Derek Hall's had it there. But look, there was something from last year you can derive some hope from. But he's got to put it together. And he's going to get a chance. We're going to find out. Let's go to Tom in Dover right now. Good morning, Tom.
Hey, good morning, everybody. How y'all doing?
Doing great,
Tom. Hey, listen, Joe. I'm driving to work and I'm hearing this Reese Hoskins. You're talking about Reese Hoskins and
we're talking about practice.
Well, you was one of the main people, man, that was talking about it's time to move on for him when the season.
Correct.
So now it's sad that we're moving on, but we're moving on.
Yeah, but they didn't get to acquire anybody for that position because they chose not to move on.
Listen to this, Joe. Rhea just told you. We did acquire somebody. We acquired Trey.
Yeah.
And we acquired Derek Harper. I mean, I'm the Bull Hall. And I believe the Bull Hall, he's a hitter. So that's what we want. We need somebody to hit.
I don't know if he's a hitter. He's a slugger. Look, 260 last year wasn't bad. We'll see if he can do that again. I mean, would it shock you if he hits 235 with the homers? It wouldn't shock me.
So Reese was a free agent. We didn't sign him at the end of the season for a reason. We knew his time was up, and it just came at a bad time with an injury. But we got to move on. We got to move on from Reese, you know. And it's crazy because we're talking about the Phillies, 162 games getting ready to start in, 3 days? We ain't talking about the – I see we ain't talking about them 76ers, who you said had a chance to win the championship.
Well, they do have a chance, but they've slunk back. In time, they're going to be the 3 seed, and that hurts.
Not this team, Joe. This team stink. Hear this guy crying. Did you hear Rhea say that he's did you hear him say he says he needs a day off? We're down the stretch and he talks about he needs a day off. Come on, man. This the guy crying for the MVP? No, not this team, man. This team stinks.
All right, Tom. I mean, you're wrong. They don't stink. You might say
they're
they might not get it.
Frustrating, but they don't stink.
Yeah, I mean, that's where Tom gets a little, you know, I mean, I'd have to look it up, but they probably still have the fourth best record in basketball, maybe even third. Hey, we had to give away today a pair of tickets to see Adam Sandler live at the Wells Fargo Center Friday, April 14th. Obviously, that's coming up in about 2.5 weeks. Tickets on sale at WellsFargoCenterPhilly.com. John, speaking of basketball, the great movie White Men Can't Jump came out on this date. Back in, I guess it was the early 90s, if I remember right. I played on those courts. I demonstrated my skills on those courts.
Ooh.
Now, here's the deal if you don't know those courts in L.A. 5 courts. You are supposed to essentially assign yourself to the court that is commensurate with your skill set. Like, there is a top-end court, and none of us would be on that court. Let me just put it, like, that's some serious basketball. There's a bottom end court where, you know, Seltzer obviously could go hang there and, you know, play with everybody who, you know,
and you evaluated yourself above the bottom court.
Well above.
Oh, I'm sure he did.
I went to court three and held my own just fine.
Oh, I'm sure you did.
And this was in the 90s when I was a high school student. So, I mean, I'm just saying now, well, maybe I'm worse than high school because I'm certainly less athletic. I got all the groin injuries and all that. But I was court three guy back then, court 3 out of 5, which I was, you know, fairly proud of. I will say this. It was cool being there. Because it's a great movie. It was a great setting for a movie. And so in honor of White Man Can't Jump today and all the hoops we're going to be doing tomorrow. By the way, Palestra tomorrow. Get yourself to the Palestra if you can. Doors will be open at 5:45. You can watch our show live and watch all of us shoot the free throws. When I say all of us, the big 5 stars and me. I am starting to get nervous.
The big 5 stars and me.
Yep. Well, no, wait, I did say and. I didn't say all the great stars, including
it's
me.
It's like you're a traveling Wilburys group
I feel
there.
Like an idiot with this whole thing. I'm probably spit off more than I can chew, which is really starting to concern the hell out of me. Give me a great answer here, John. White Man Can't Jump, obviously, is the color and a title, that you know, the color white. Give me a great answer here from a book, from a movie, from a song, from a TV show, from a poem, from whatever. A color and a title. John Ritchie, get first crack at it. What do you got? Best answer by the end of the show, whoever provides it, whatever listener. You're going to see Adam Sandler coming up in 2 weeks. John, what do you got?
This movie is right in Joe's sweet spot, Purple Rain.
Yeah.
Prince and the Revolution.
Talk about not my sweet spot. Rhea, what do you got?
All right. I have one that's a little, I'm not sure if it's going to qualify, but it's what popped into my mind when you said it.
Yep.
Legally Blonde. Does blonde count as a color?
No. I don't think so. Does it, James?
I mean, it's like on the edge. I mean, I think technically maybe it's a color. I can Google it.
I don't know. I'm not sure. All right, Seltzer,
there was Mr. Blonde.
Seltzer, give me an answer here. James, what do you got?
I'm going with not a winning answer. I want to see where this goes, but Tangled Up in Blue, Bob Dylan.
All right. Look, a lot of ways to go for sure. I mean, I'll hit the Hunt for Red October, which is a great movie.
It's a hair color, not a actual color, apparently. Blonde.
But it's,
well,
it's
hair
color.
Hair color, Seltzer. No. I mean, hair
it
color.
It says it's a human hair color. So I don't know if that counts as a color or not.
Sounds
so.
Like you initially said no. Now you're saying maybe.
I'm not sure. It doesn't say it's a color.
It's one of those classic, John, where he jumps to a conclusion without really thinking it through. He's like, oh, it's a hair color.
I'm
don't
just
count.
Reading what it says.
No,
it says
I think if something red, it's a car color, I would say, okay. That
yeah, I wouldn't say the
color.
Blonde is a car color. It's a hair color.
All right,
but I'm saying I think a hair color is a color.
I sort of tend to agree. Give us a great answer for...
I didn't think this is going to start a fight.
Yeah, a color and a title. Whoever provides the best answer is going to win the Adam Sandler. No, not after 52%.
Well, that's why I'm playing it, because I'm feeling good as hell after that.
Oh, for the love of God. All right, Jenna.
52%!
Dude, it was
so you think Jameer Nelson's going to shoot 50% from the free throw line?
Sounds like John just made an announcement, which
I was about to say. I was like, did we know that?
Yeah, did we know that? All right, so let me announce this. Thank you, John.
That's awesome.
Yeah, there's a way to make an announcement.
That wasn't a tease?
No, it wasn't a tease.
Go all with right. it, John. Go
so
with it.
With the free throw contest again.
Let me just pull that audio for Drop of the Week right there.
You're unbelievable, man. So for tomorrow at the Palestra, it's a free throw shooting contest, me against some big five stars. Also, me versus John in a certain sense. I mean, basically, it's I've got to get to 80% or above.
Or you have to shave. No, whack.
Or I got to do something. Got to do something. So first person into this was the tremendous sharpshooter from Temple years ago, Mike Vriesel.
Awesome.
Just a tremendous player. Great shooter. Great team, that 88 team. Great era of Temple basketball under John Chaney. So Vriesel will be there. Then AJ Brodeur from Penn stepped up. He said, I'm in. He's the Ivy League Player of the Year from 3 years ago. He was a first-team All-Big Five player just a couple years ago. Great to get, you know, a younger guy also, so a little mix of the older and also younger. So AJ Brodeur is going to be in from Penn. Then about a day or so later from Villanova's 85 championship-winning team, and he had such a big role in that game that night, Harold Jensen said, yeah, I'm in. He's probably thinking he's going to beat the Hammer. Let's be really. Probably will beat me, but, you know, I'm going to take him on. I'm going to do my best. I'm going to take my 52% and try to give it a go. So Harold Jensen is in, and yes, and Jenna, it's funny. I got the text messages about 3 minutes after our show on Friday, so I couldn't announce it on Friday. But, yes, as John just alluded to, the great Jameer Nelson has agreed to be part of this.
Oh,
he's
wow.
in. I mean, listen, he is wow. a legendary player. Had a great pro career also. I mean, played in the NBA for a long time. But obviously, when you think local hoops, big five hoops, I mean, Jameer is Jameer, man.
Jameer! It's awesome.
I know.
We get to watch Jameer beat your ass. This is going to be so great.
Do you think
Jameer would have signed up if he thought he was going to lose to Joe DeCamera?
No. There's no think here. He knows he will not lose.
Absolutely.
And thus, it's not an issue.
I don't know about that, guys.
Oh, my God. You've got 52% and you're still talking?
What if I pop in 84?
Okay, that
we're going to pop a hamstring more than you'll pop an 84.
He'll pop an 86.
Yeah, Richie, you can't pop an 85, buddy, on 50 shots. Mathematically impossible.
86.
I'm just saying. So, look, Jameer's in. We're going to have a great time with this. Please, tomorrow, if you can, come out to the Palestra. Spread the word. We're going to have some really notable big five stars, some more announcements still to come. But obviously, we're, you know, less than 24 hours now from this whole thing kicking off. It's going to be at the Palestra tomorrow, 6 to 10. Doors open at 5:45. Come on down, hang out with us. We really look forward to seeing a lot of people. I do expect people to boo me, and that's fine. If you want to cheer me on, I appreciate that.
You are pinked up right now.
I'm getting scared, John.
There's an emotional flush occurring right now, Joe DeCamera style.
Well, it started getting real to me last night, John. I was like, all right.
Did it keep you up?
It did. John, I was up till 1 a.m.
No!
Yeah, I was. 1 a.m. I'm starting to get really...
Oh, this is great.
I was really nervous. This is awesome.
I don't want to point out to you, but Jameer's career free throw shooting percentage is 81.
Yeah, no, he was a great shooter and a great player. So anyway, it's all up ahead tomorrow. If you can, come on out to the Palestra. Spread the word. Let's get a great crowd out there. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Kurt right now in Marlton. What's up, Kurt?
Good morning.
Hi, Kurt.
So I get to start the work week off learning that Joe has a problem with slippery balls, and I'm not sure that
Well, it's concerning.
To be clear, Kurt, yeah, it was just one ball.
Well, that's I've got nothing more on that.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
You're yeah, yeah. Right.
By the way, it was also very windy. I mean, there was a lot going on out there on Saturday. But anyway, go
oh,
ahead.
Oh, now
Kurt.
Wind is added into
yeah,
the mix.
Yeah, totally, man.
So the wind, the rim, the
rain,
precipitation,
and the ball itself, which was not fundamentally.
Oh, the ball was bad?
It was my buddy's ball from a sure house.
I can't wait to see what excuses he's going to come with uh-huh. after Tuesday, because uh-huh. none of these will work on Tuesday.
No,
so.
Not in a dry Palestra. No.
And let's not forget the Coriolis effect of the Earth's rotation.
Good point.
So, I mean, that's a problem. Yeah. All right, so, you know, again, I love what Hoskins did in the postseason. In the postseason last year, Reese Hoskins came up big. He really yeah. was. He was something special. And he meant a lot. He was an emotional charge for the team as well.
Yep.
If you look at the regular season, Reese Hoskins was at best, when you incorporate everything, offense and defense, he was an average first baseman. And he
I disagree with that. If you're saying as a player, meaning not defense, I think he's an above average Major League Baseball player.
Look, I think there's a yeah. give and take.
And starter.
There's
and starter.
A give and take. He was a catalyst at times with yeah. the hitting, but think of the way we were cursing him with the fielding.
I know.
During the same games in many cases.
His plate discipline has declined over the last few years.
That's true.
And
he's not walking the way he once did.
His yeah. war, and I hate to get overly analytical, but his war was 2.4, which means he was 2 wins above average. 2.5 wins above
yeah,
average.
Yeah, it's not huge. No, I get it. I get it.
But I, at the same time, because he means so much to the team, on the flip side, if it's going to be a platoon, there's no question that whoever is facing the right-handed pitchers is going to be better than he was against right-handed pitchers. I don't know about against left-handed, but certainly against right-handed, because he had problems.
Look, Derek Hall did a nice job last year as a left-handed hitter against righties. I mean, they put
66.
Yeah, and a lot of homers. I mean, yeah. they put him in that spot. I mean, that's obviously who he was going against, and that's who he'll go against again this year. All right, Kirk, give me a great answer, man. A color and a title.
I struggle with one of two, but I'm going with one that was just a literary giant and was a fantastic movie as well. The Color Purple.
The Color Purple. You got it, Kirk. Appreciate the call. All right, so let's right now take a look back at the weekend, and it's sponsored by Got a Door and Window. Receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 3 years to pay off interest-free. Call Got a Door and Window today at 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguided.com. That's go, GUIDA.com. All right, so window on the weekend, a few different things, but we'll focus on one in particular. John, the Sixers are lagging at this stage, and not dramatically, because, like I looked it up this morning, they've still won 7 of the last 10. I mean, they'd ripped off tons of wins, but the last two, when they faced, you know, some stiffer competition out west, and yes, it's a road trip, but this was a, man, they had a prime opportunity to get to 2 seed. They were tied with the Celtics. Matter of fact, they might have briefly been ahead of the Celtics, if I remember.
Very briefly.
Very they briefly, were, yeah. A week or so ago. John, they obviously are going to be the 3 seed.
Yeah.
They're 2.5 games back at Boston and don't have the tiebreaker if they even tie Boston, which means they're 3.5 games back at Boston, 8 games to go. So Sixers are the 3 seed, and that bums me. Bums me out because that second-round home court advantage, having to play game 1 up there in Boston, having to play a game 7 in Boston – disappointing.
Well, no Harden either.
Yeah.
Does
that give you hope?
A real concern.
Does that give you hope, though, that it's that this is explained by him, you know, with the injuries and all?
Does it give me hope that this team will be significantly better upon his return?
Yeah.
Does it give me hope? Yeah, because I've seen them be better with Harden on the court. My My worry is that we don't maximize Tyrese Maxey when James Harden is on the court. And I wonder if we ever will. You know, that has become apparent during Harden's absence. Holy cow, Tyrese Maxey can be a bigger part of what we do. And I love watching it. I love watching it. So now, right before it all matters more, and when the postseason starts, in my mind, I've got so many questions about, you know, what's the best approach for this team.
Maxey's awesome, but he's not the playmaker that James is. That's the problem.
No question about it.
I mean, that is that you. I know somebody said, like, one of the first games I missed, Sixers play so much better defense with Harden. Well, yeah, we all get that. But offensively, they're not the same team.
Yeah, I mean, Maxey's a scorer.
Yes.
But he's not a creator for others. Yep. And, look, I'm disappointed the way this last thing went, John, because I felt a week or so ago the Sixers were going to get the 2 seed, and it would make the path to, I'll say it, a championship. Because while a lot of people focus on getting out of the second round, I think the focus should be on, you know, who was it, James, in Major League? What's the name? Lou Brown. Lou Brown's like, let's go win the whole bleeping thing. And that's what I want to see the Sixers doing. This hurts. Knowing that second round they're going to have to be on the road, that stinks, man.
It felt like D'Anthony Melton really fell off this last weekend. You know, I had such high hopes.
Yep.
He was playing great defense, and he was giving us a huge offensive boost. And then it almost feels like, you know, there's a reason. He's an older player. He's been around a while. I guess it makes sense that his legs wouldn't quite hold out to maintain that level of defensive excellence. And, you know, it also hurts when you play a guy like Devin Booker.
Yeah.
That was ridiculous. Devin Booker and, for the Warriors, Jordan Poole, we can't stop him.
Yep.
And now they've got – that's with the addition to Steph and Clay. We just – face two really good teams.
If you want to weigh in on the Sixers weekend, please do, and kind of the implications for the Sixers in the playoffs, obviously likely to be the 3 seed now. You can weigh in on all that, 215-592-9494. You can also get in today on the phone lines and on Twitter, on social media, on today's Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Arm & Chevrolet of Ardmore. Arm & Chevrolet celebrating their 23rd anniversary. It's truck month at Arm & Chevrolet. Find new roads at armandchevy.com. Talk about a question, John, I never ever expected to ask in a Twitter poll question of the day on WIP. Today's question is this. If you live in the Philadelphia area, will you drink Philadelphia tap water today? A, yes. B, no. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Let's take a quick spin back to yesterday. So it's early afternoon. The city releases information, and it says this. The city of Philadelphia recommends using bottled water starting at 2 p.m. due to a chemical spill in the Delaware River. So what happens? Everyone goes to the store. Well, not everyone, but everyone that could. Gobbles up the bottled water. It's all gone by, you know, some point late afternoon. No more bottled water. And by the way, I was literally taking a bath.
Oh, my God.
When I got this.
You've
of course you were.
I was taking a bath, and I'm like, well, I'm not going to drink this water, but I suppose I should probably get out of the bathtub.
You're going to have latex skin.
I don't know what the rules of engagement.
Did you get out?
I stayed for about 10 more minutes, and then I got out. So I was like, it's kind of weird. All right, so that was the first, you know.
So did it hasten the
end
of your bath?
Totally. Because I got this new book I'm reading right now. Fascinating book, by the way, called you ready for this? Called The Autobiography of Martin Luther King Jr. Hmm. And here's the beauty of it. This is amazing. A lot of people probably don't know this. He never wrote an autobiography. So you can say, well, how in the world is there an autobiography of Martin Luther King? Like, doesn't make any sense. And the reason is because after he died, his family commissioned somebody to write what would be the autobiography using all of his written text through the years and all of his speeches.
Wow.
So they took all of his words in all of the interviews, all of the speeches, you know, all of the times he wrote something, and literally this person put together, in Martin Luther King's words, basically the story of his life.
Wow.
It's really fascinating. But anyway, I'm in the bathtub reading that, and I'm like, yep, I guess I got to go. So here's the deal, though. About 5 hours later, the city releases another alert. And this one says, based on the latest sampling, results, and data, the Philadelphia Water Department is now confident tap water from the Baxter Drinking Water Plant will remain safe to drink and use at least, that's the key phrase, at least, through 11:59 p.m. Monday.
But not at midnight.
Yeah. Fill water containers at home or purchase a suggested 1 gallon per person for an emergency supply. So it's like, Johnny, I'm not drinking. Listen, I got iced tea right here. I came in here today and I got iced tea because this. I mean, I'm going to drink non-water today. John, talk to me.
I got back from the farm show really late last night. I was drinking the water at my house, you know, out of the fridge without any knowledge of what was going on. I feel fine. So I guess I'll continue to do that. Like when water
commercial break, you're going right there to that.
Well, that
right there. We're in Philadelphia.
I tried.
And
it doesn't.
That one's not working. In the other kitchen, it's working.
Say it again.
In the other kitchen, that thing, the filtered water.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it out of there this morning.
Yeah, the filtered water was not running.
Rhea, you're drinking the water today?
Just the filtered here. Here's the funny thing is, last week, I have a friend who loves the big box stores.
Yep.
He dropped off 240 packs of water, and I go, what am I going to do with all this water?
Yeah.
And then yesterday, when I'm watching everybody go out, I was like, thank you.
Yeah.
Very much. Appreciate it.
Well, look,
Well, because I have a dog, so I can't feed the dog. I'm not feeding her the water, giving her the water.
Count me out until proven otherwise. I'm out for a couple of days. I'll survive. No spaghetti for me at home today. No spaghetti for
you
me.
You guys, it's boiling, man. Are you serious?
Yeah. I'm just saying.
You understand when you boil water, it takes all that stuff out of it.
James,
they boil water in like the jungle and stuff.
James,
like that.
We got the Exxon Valdez in our area, and apparently you want to boil water with it,
buddy.
I'm just saying.
Maybe it'll help you shoot better.
It might. Count me out for a couple days.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.